Good morning, everybody. Welcome to church. Let's start in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this opportunity to be in your house, to be here, to hear your words, Lord God. Father, I thank you myself that you use me to bring your words to this congregation. That you help me to stay calm, that you help me to speak clearly, and that the words who are spoken are your words and not my words. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, the first comment I already had as I came to Bible, if I couldn't find a bigger Bible, but I probably could if I wanted to look for one, but it's just one of the things I had this morning, and there I'm using the NIV. That's what my NIV Bible is. So anyway, over the last few weeks, God has started to speak to me about planting. Actually, if you want to use a title for this message, it's How Deep Are Your Roots? So he started to talk to me about planting and how we are planted in the house. Now it's interesting, some of you may not know, some of you may know, gardening and me do not mix. Okay? If I plant something, it dies. If it's still alive at the moment, it's not to what I have done, it's what Kimmy has done, my beautiful wife. So it's very interesting that God starts to talk to me about planting and about those things. So anyway, going ahead. First, what I want to have a look, it's a psalm. I'm going to speak out of the Old Testament today. The first part of the word is going to come out of Psalm 1, and it's going to be from chapter 1 till 6. And we should have that on the overhead. Do we get it? If not, I just read it myself. If it doesn't work, that's okay. So Psalm 1, 1 till 6. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. The person is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaves does not wither. Whether they are whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff of the wind. The wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the ways of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. So it's talking there about, especially verse number 3, the person is like a tree planted by the streams of the water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. There is also in Jeremiah 17, 5 till 8, it says something very similar. Yes. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. The person will be like a bush in the wastelands. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the perch place of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him, they will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves will always be green. It has no worries in a year of drought, never fails to bear fruit. And then I have one more in Psalm 92, 12 till 15. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruits in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." So when we read those three passages, they all have to do with being planted like a tree. A tree is normally planted into the ground. The tree is planted so the roots, we can't see the root system, but to go down, down. The one part, especially in Psalm 92, 12, I want to talk to myself and there's other people. It's verse 14, they will still bear fruit in old age. So if you in one of those, not young at hearts for young adults, but think you passed that age of the young adults, that does not mean you pass God's use by date. So they will still bear fruit in old age. They will flourish in the courts of our God. Now, they will stay fresh and green. So, when we plant something at home, if it's something small, a seedling, normally things grow where we plant. So, if I plant a rose bush, now let's use something simple. A mint, we want to have some mint at home. We plant it and we expect that mint is growing. We not go out there and say, actually, I didn't want it to have the mint and I hope it's going to grow now something different. The same thing it's with us. When we come to meet God, when we made the decision to follow Jesus, we are starting to be planted. There is now a seed in us who grows us to what he sees, maybe not what I see, and sometimes I might walk around and say, I wish I would be this, but God does not make mistakes. He wanted you to become what he wanted to be, not what you might want it to be. And with that, I also want to have one more verse, who is from Jeremiah as well, 18:1-6. And interestingly enough, we quite often talk about that Jesus was talking about parables, but God actually did it himself as well. And here in Jeremiah, we actually see one of them. So Jeremiah 18:1-6. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was mired in his hands. So the potter formed it in another pot, shaping it as seemed best for him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. He said, "Can I not do with you, Israel, as the potter does, declares the Lord? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, Israel." Now, I know that this was spoken over Israel, but I think it's as important for us today as it was then for Israel, that God is shaping us. God has used something very simple. Actually, in a word, I have read something ugly. Clay doesn't look good. He used it even to breathe life into Adam. Dust. He used clay to mold things. He's shaping us to what he wants us to be, not what we want us to be. And sometimes when we plant something for the first time out of seeds or out of a small sapling, we use a small pot to start it to grow. After a while, we're supposed to put it in a bigger pot if we want it to grow bigger. Now, God is making pots to the size of our ability. When we are new Christian, our pot is maybe smaller, and he planted us in that pot. After a while, walking with him, we become stronger, we become bigger, and he is keeping playing with the pot and makes it bigger and puts us in a bigger pot. But sometimes I have seen in people who God may put them in a bigger pot, but they want to stay in that small pot. They want to stay small. They want to stay where they are right now. I am comfortable where I am. So when God plants them in a bigger pot, they just dummy up what's in the bottom and stay in the small pot. If you stay in a small pot, your root system starts to get tangled. Your root system cannot go to where God wants to grow you. When you stay in a small pot, your root system does not let you grow what God wants you to grow in. So sometimes we do have to let go of what we want to do, but let God mold us. He is the potter. He's the one who is molding us, shaping us. We have to be the ones who stay pliable as the clay so he can keep molding us to the pot size. To be able to become that tree who bears the fruit in season, the one who does not fall down when there is wind, when there is a strong wind coming, the one who is planted in the house. Now, all of you, all of us, are in this place, in this house that God has brought us here. We are here to help each other. There is sometimes a season, and don't want to use you as an example, DJ, but you had a hard time. You had your struggle with your eyes, but there was people around us who were praying for DJ. Some of them might be more visibly, some of them might be more behind. Sometimes we come into a church, and think, I have nothing to give. My fruits do not bear to be standing up here singing. And I can tell you one thing, none of my kids would allow me to get up there to sing, and you guys don't want me to be up there singing either. But there are people who do have that gift of singing. DJ had a fear, Ida, Mari, Purdy, and I'm sure there's possibly other people sitting in this room right now who actually have a gift in singing, but they're sitting in a small pot. and thou may sit there and don't want to be used by God to glorify his name. The same thing about, we're not just looking here on a Sunday, what can I do, bring on a Sunday. There are so many things we can help each other throughout the week. You can be a very strong prayer partner. Nobody sees sometimes those prayer partners, those prayer warriors on a Sunday, but they're out there week in, week out. There's people who are staying in that small pot instead of moving across to that bigger pot to be able to grow and bear the fruit God wants us to bear, not the fruits we want to carry. That may take some responsibility. That may take some time to go into some additional time we have to invest into God. But our life sometimes is busy. And I don't like to use the word busy. I normally try to get away from using the word that everywhere you go, would we be able to do this? Oh, I'm so busy. Well, do we really want to be too busy for God? God has great plans for all of us. God wants to prosper us. And I'm not just talking about prospering for financial reasons. I'm not talking about let's go and have lots of money in the bank where there's nothing wrong with the money in the bank. But when the money becomes our master, then it becomes a problem. It's talking about the fruit we are bearing. And fruit we are bearing, if you look out there, fruit trees, and I have used that example once beforehand, the fruit tree does not eat the fruit themselves. The fruit tree is there to share what he produces with others. So if our gifting is prayer, let's pray with others. If our gifting is singing, let's stand there and lead the congregation into worship. If your gifting is encouragement, let's encourage each other. Don't use the gifts God has given you, the fruits God has given you for yourself. Let's not be a selfish person. Let's be an inclusive person. Let's bring that gift God has given you into the open, into the congregation. And like I said, it's not just what's happening on a Sunday. It's what happens every day of the week. On Sunday we come together. On Sunday we come here and we worship God and we hear what God has to say. But there is so much out there where people need encouragement. Just a small word of encouragement can help. Yesterday I was preparing for this message, I looked at my phone and there was an email, and that email sort of rattled me a little bit. But for a while I let my focus be on that email instead of on what God has for us, instead of what God wanted me to prepare to share with you guys. Sometimes we do come across situation where we are down and we need encouragement. So let's pray that God gives us that discernment, that hint, that when we, quite often, names pop in our heads. Well, when those names pop in your head, don't just put it aside. That's maybe God telling you you need to contact that person. Let's bear those fruit God has spoken about. To be able to bear those glorious fruit, to become that size of what God wants us to be, we have to be planted with our roots deep into the ground to be healthy. If we stay, and If we stay in a wasteland where there is no water, and it's hard to have that roots grow into the ground. How do we able to keep roots deep? It's if we stay in the Word. If we listen to Him, He is the living water to make us our roots go down, to be strong. So when winds are coming, who do come across all of us, we're not just falling over. We actually stand strong. And we stand strong that our focus is on God and it's not on our circumstances. Yes, circumstances are here and they rattle us. But God is the one who is in control. I just want to keep encouraging that with planting and the fruit, take some time to think, God, where would you like me to grow? And there are seasons. There are seasons in our life. There are seasons where there is a little bit more challenges. There are seasons where we need to refocus. And there are seasons where we need the rest. But how long do we rest? How long do we stand sitting and not using the fruits what God wants to, not for your benefits, but for everybody else's benefit? We are here to bless each other in this house, but we also here to bless wherever God has placed us, in our workplace, in our study, if we are at university, wherever we are throughout the week, in supermarkets, petrol stations. We are coming across people all the time. When is the last time we have used our gifting or a hint from God in a supermarket to speak to somebody or talk about Jesus in your workplace? There was once, I think it was late last year, Rob had stopped for a lady who had a flat tire. Was late last year, somewhere around there. First, she didn't want his help, but then she called on him. Are we actually out there to do something when God points us, or are we too busy running after what we want to do instead of what God leads us to do? There is many places our giftings are needed. There are many places our fruits. People are longing for those fruits in this house and out in the community. And I just would love to see that those fruits God has given us will be actually shared instead of getting rotten on the ground. When we imagine an apple tree or a pear tree and those apples who don't get eaten, they fall on the ground and they're just rotten. That's not what we want to do with our fruits we have. We want to share those fruits. And normally, the more we use those giftings, the more we use those fruits, more people are able to share and eat of them. We are getting filled. And if you are sitting in that small pot and you have dummied up the big, glorious pot God has potted for you to be able to flourish, isn't it time to move out of that small pot into the big pot to be able to grow to what God wants you to be, the glorious. If you want to imagine a tree, you can imagine what God has been talking about, the trees, those beautiful trees who are growing. Is it time to think, am I actually using what God has given me to use for His glory? Or have I started to hide it like a lamp who needs to give light? You can't hide it unless you put something over the top. have you started to cover up the giftings God has given you? And again, going back to that one about age, and I have to tug myself on that as well. Quite often, I have been saying, "Do you know how old I am?" As if God wouldn't know how old I am. Some of you may not, but that doesn't matter. It's we want to do what God wants to do. I know Curry quite often says, "I'm still alive." Well, if we are still alive, God has plans for us. God wants to use us. There is so many people out there who don't know God. If we just would go and knock on those doors next door, how many of them actually know or have heard about God? We are living in a country who is so-called a Christian country. But the Bible is not used in schools anymore. Having Bible studies are not allowed to be in public schools anymore. Well, how do they gonna hear about the good news of Jesus if we only looking inside of here and not starting going outside and share? Now, some of us aren't the one who go and knock on people's doors, but some of us are. One person, Pastor Ben, can't do everything himself. He has giftings, he has fruit, but we need more fruit to come together to be able to achieve what God has planned for this house. Just sitting here, having a nice building, having beautiful backdrops, lights, beautiful worship. I'm not saying we have beautiful teaching day. I'm speaking today. But there's good preaching happening in the house. But it's all about us, where it's good to come together to encourage each other. But what do we do when we're outside? Are we using those giftings, those fruits? God has given us. He has nurtured us. He has, from that small seed who was planted one day by who knows whom. It could have been your parents. It could have been your friends. It could have been that you went to a youth group. It could have been that you walked into a church service. Whatever, that small seed who was planted that one day has started to grow. You are here now, and it's growing bigger. Some of us, we may be supposed to be a huge tree by now, but we have stifled so that we didn't let God use us to the way he wanted us to be used. I don't want to make you feel bad. That is God's word he wanted me to share. I pretty much argued with him over the last several weeks about this message. I said, can I just once preach a nice message? Who makes people feel good, not always challenging them. In the end of the day, I had to listen to God, and I believe that he really wanted us to hear today about being planted in the word of the Lord, being planted in the ground, being planted in this church. How can we be planted in this church? It's maybe to become a member, to become a part of this family. Not just, if I feel okay, I may come. It's being a part of this family. At home, when you have a family dinner, I don't know how every family is at home, but normally we all bring something together. Or you eat a meal together. So with that, it's the challenge is for you guys to think about it. Have I stayed in that small pot instead of using the pot God beautifully potted for you? Am I actually sharing the fruit? God has the gifts and talents God has given me with others, or am I selfish and just keep it for myself? And lastly, are my roots in the ground in this church or the church you normally attend? If there's visitors here, I'm not saying that it has to be this church. It can be the church you call home. So I leave that with you guys. I don't know what Ben has planned, if we want to take a song, to just take some time to think about what God, is there something in my life right now? Have I been that one who said, I am too old? Well, it is in this book that you keep producing fruit even in old age. And unless God has taken us, there's still work to be done on earth. Amen.